This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. Jen Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
He made clear that he is going to take steps to defend the American people and our own infrastructure and our interests here in the United States. So while we're not going to preview operationally what that looks like or what he may decide to do, he did make clear that he reserves that option to take action.
The conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva, where Biden warned against continuing cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and infrastructure emanating from Russia. Haitian authorities have made more arrests in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, raiding Taiwan's embassy where several suspects are believed to have sought refuge, while also detaining two Haitian Americans and several former Colombian soldiers allegedly tied to the plot. In all, 17 suspects have been detained and another 8 are being sought, according to investigators. Moïse's brazen killing at his home in an attack before dawn Wednesday that also seriously wounded his wife stunned a nation already reeling from poverty, widespread violence, and political instability. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who assumed leadership with the backing of police and the military, declared a 2-week state of siege and asked people to return to work and reopen businesses that were initially shut down in Port-au-Prince. He also ordered the international airport to reopen. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Several countries around Asia and the Pacific that are experiencing their first major surges of the coronavirus rushed to impose tough restrictions a year and a half into a pandemic that many initially weathered well. AP's David Rising has more.
The overall numbers in Southeast Asia, for the most part, are nowhere near those that we're seeing during the massive spikes in Europe and the United States early on. But the vaccination rollout here has been significantly slower than we've seen in a lot of places in Europe and certainly in the United States. And right now they're having many difficulties. A lot of places are starting to increase the number of vaccinations, but they're still well behind a lot of other areas.
That's AP's David Rising. Australian authorities on Friday pleaded with Sydney residents to stay at home, warning a 3-week lockdown might be extended as they struggle to control a COVID-19 outbreak. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian pleaded with Sydney's 5 million residents to stay home.
New South Wales is facing the biggest challenge we have faced since the pandemic started, and I don't say that lightly.
Hundreds of extra police patrolled parts of Sydney to enforce the city's lockdown. 44 locally acquired cases were reported on Friday across the state, taking the total to more than 400 cases in the latest outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. Although Australia has kept its COVID-19 cases relatively low, its vaccination rollout has been among the slowest due to supply constraints and changing medical advice.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The death toll in the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 78 after 14 additional victims were pulled out of the rubble. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Caba announced the new number at a Friday news conference, telling WPLG-TV that it was both staggering and heartbreaking.
And as we have stressed, this recovery is moving forward with great urgency as we work 24 hours a day on the pile to recover victims and bring closure to all of the families still waiting.
On Thursday, Paraguay's foreign minister said in a radio report that the body of the sister of that country's first lady was among those found. Several Latin American citizens were reported in the building when it collapsed. Rescue workers, now focused on finding remains instead of survivors, have pledged to keep up their search for victims until they clear all the debris at the site. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.